Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Sports Dictators podcast, where we aren't afraid to ask what if on some of the sports world's most pressing questions. Today's guest is Jerry Brewer, a sports columnist for the Washington Post. I've had the pleasure of knowing Jerry for many years and got the inspiration for this episode based on one of his recent columns about the NFL. You see, Jerry, like me, thinks there's a better way to build an NFL season, a way that isn't just about adding games to the schedule. But before we get into this conversation, we have to start with the context of the preseason. Any plan the NFL owners may put forward about extending the season from 16 to 17 or even 18 games includes the removal of preseason affairs. To the fans, this comes as welcome news. Preseason attendance has been abysmal. Fans are voting with their feet by not showing up to these games they're asked to pay full price for, only to see a half-price product. In our conversation, Jerry pointed out, and I agree, the structure of the preseason from the team standpoint has obviously changed. Starters used to play for a series or two in the first game, a quarter or half in the second game, and then into the third quarter in the third game. The fourth game, according to Jerry, was a check to see who would fit at the bottom of the 53-man roster. As someone who worked for NFL teams, I can totally agree for and vouch for this.
But now what you have is a situation in which you see star players, you know, the Aaron Rodgers of this world not even play in the preseason on purpose. And, you know, even guys who do play, there is no such thing as a dress rehearsal really anymore in the NFL. If starters play to halftime of a game, it's quite significant now. And so fans aren't coming. And teams aren't even using, you know, all four games. You know, if anything, it would make the most logical sense, if money weren't involved, that you would just have one preseason affair and you would start the season after that. You know, I've kind of joked that it should be like in high school or middle school when you would have the little jamboree for a day, just a little fun showcase community event, and then you would start your regular season the next week. They don't need that much time to prepare, especially because, you know, a lot of teams have joint practices and they get more out of those joint practice sessions than they do preseason games in the big stadium.
Did you catch it? Jerry mentioned the key word, money. Every time an NFL stadium opens its doors, it's a chance for owners to make money. This isn't necessarily a bad thing. More revenue usually makes everyone happy. But with increased attention paid to player safety and gathering evidence of the horrors of things like post-concussion syndrome, money, or more the quest of it, has been pulled into the league's morals and values. As recently as last month, owners tossed around talk of an 18-game regular season. The idea? Play 18 games, but only ask players to play in 16 of them. I asked Jerry if this would work, or if simply taking and removing preseason games would make sense and give the league another shot of relevance and profitability. Turns out it's not that easy, given the changes already put in place to affect player safety.
I don't think it's something that all sides would be able to agree to unless the owners made some major concessions in other areas for the players. I mean, player safety is such a huge issue. Teams don't even get nearly, you know, it almost feels like they have half the amount of time in the off season with the teams as what they used to. And there's so many rules about how physical you can or can't be during those practices, during those organized team activities, OTAs, they call them. So there's not a lot of prep time in general. And now you look at it and it's not as easy as saying, oh, they have 4 weeks of preseason games. Let's take two off and let's add two games. And so you just play two preseason games and you'll make two of those preseason games count for real. Well, the problem, once again, coaches, players, everyone is telling you that they can't handle that much football. And it's not going to be the same as you take two preseason games and add them to the regular season. It's not an even transfer because, once again, you know, at most nowadays, teams are only playing their significant players for half of one game. And other than that, you know, the rest of the preseason, they're just playing such bit minutes. And so if you transfer two preseason games into regular season games, that's a tremendous workload. And they know that it's a tremendous workload because they're trying to negotiate what I think is the most bogus thing, which is, well, we're going to have an 18-game season, but players are only required to play a maximum of 16 games. So pick the two games that you want off, which makes no sense.
Absolutely no sense. In essence, you're asking fans to continue to pay real money to watch two games that count, but still have the same chance they may not see their favorite player. It's reasonable to assume that these healthy scratches would also be announced just like pregame inactives. That's 90 minutes before a game, fans could learn the player whose jersey they're wearing may not even take the field. Jerry rightfully notes such a move would require expanding the size of the roster, thus watering down the product. That, he says, and I also agree, would be insulting to fans. Nor would it really work for the players.
The game is just so physical and so potentially volatile. And the way players train, you know, now that they work out year-round and all these, their bodies just aren't as durable as they used to be. And so everything kind of screams, if you were going to do something just purely for the good of the game, you'd probably go back to 14 games like it used to be. You know, maybe some people might say 12, but I think NFL fans' appetites are just too much to cut a month of the season off. But, you know, instead you're going to try to stretch it out. And if you stretch it out, I mean, you know, my fear would be that careers that are already short would be that much shorter.
Jerry goes on to talk about how the NFL could be maxed out in terms of its athlete quality, which could hinder ideas of simple season expansion. So the NFL needs to get creative.
Clearly, the NFL sees there being a significant amount of revenue in expanding the season in some way. So they're thinking, you know, they have this idea of 18, if not 18, maybe just moving up one game to 17. I think much more likely we'll see a playoff expansion in which, you know, the playoffs would grow from 12 teams, 6 in each conference, to 14, 7 in each conference, and only the number one seed would get a bye in that scenario. So you're creating a few more playoff games, which could be, you know, very attractive to TV partners. It's just a matter to what degree. But, you know, ideally, I think they'd like to do both, to be quite honest with you, expand the playoffs in that way and move to 18 games. But this is one of those situations in which more doesn't always equate to more. And yes, the way business has been traditionally done and the way they negotiate with TV partners, you know, Fox, CBS, ESPN, NBC, you know, on now into, you know, the one-offs that they've done with Amazon and Twitter and others, Hulu, I think. You can see how more creates an opportunity to make more, but more doesn't make logical sense if it's watering down your product.
Which brings us to some of the sports dictator ideas on adjusting the NFL season. One thought is to create more TV dates by keeping the season at 16 games, but giving teams 2 bye weeks. Jerry likes the idea since schedule makers would likely give every team a break before a mandatory Thursday night game. The Thursday night game has struggled with poor matchups and vanilla play. A 16-game, 2-bye system could change that. The other option, and my preference, expand the season by one game and make every team play an international game. The league has a long history of playing preseason in international cities besides London. That can be leveraged. There are also cities, like Berlin and Barcelona, that did help support the old NFL Europe League every summer. Perhaps rightfully so, Jerry brings this idea in a little bit. Consider for a moment all the neutral site affairs that could happen to help spread the brand internationally and domestically.
It's possible. I think, maybe even think bigger than just internationally. It would be interesting to me to see, the Cleveland Browns play a home game at Ohio State every once in a while to, to just try to change and the Seattle Seahawks and Boise State on their blue turf. Just little thing, as someone who has covered the London game, it was just a unique experience, and you felt like you're selling the game to a new market, and the atmosphere was there was just a little bit of a different edge to it. It felt like a college bowl game in the middle of the season. The one that I got to cover was the Washington Redskins and Cincinnati Bengals, which is, that's not exactly, the pinnacle of football right now, but it was fun. You felt like you were taking it back and kind of selling the game, and just from the standpoint of being in a non-NFL arena, it just had a different feel being in a different stadium. While the Chargers have been in this interesting transition to LA, I've been in, that they've converted a 25,000 seat soccer stadium into an NFL stadium to play their home games, and watching the games there has been an interesting experience. And somehow, it just goes to show how what little money they were making in San Diego. You would think, oh, well, you're not going to get 60, 65,000 fans. You're only going to get 25, 27, something like that, that you would just be hemorrhaging money, but they're not. Like, in a lot of ways, they're doing better. They've been able to charge a premium for some of the places in those games, and seeing NFL athletes in such a small venue and having great sight lines everywhere has given that a level of intimacy. It's a little bit weird there, but it's still interesting. So I think anytime you can bring the game to new places, it's worth considering. And you make more of an event out of it. When they go to London, it's a big deal, no matter who they're sending out there. And I don't know if football will ever grow globally at the pace that the NFL wants it to. But I think there are other opportunities to do some things, and I don't think it would necessarily be a negative. And I also don't think it would be a negative, instead of saying that you're adding a game, just you say, hey, look, 1 year you're gonna have to lose a home game. We'll figure out the money end of it to make sure that you're whole with what you normally would make money wise, and maybe the NFL would have to, owners would have to do some kind of carve out financially to make that work. But 1 year you're gonna have to lose one, and the next year you don't, so it becomes, a 7-8-1 schedule, home, away, neutral, or an 8-7-1 the next year. The disadvantage is you lose a home game, okay? All right. But the advantage in the next season is you play a game that's not a true road game against an opponent that you would normally be on the road against.
Ultimately, it comes down to finding a solution that works for players and coaches. In a recent column, Jerry stressed the importance of understanding that more doesn't always mean better. He's absolutely right. The league must be careful not to reinvent the wheel on this one.
Those are different things. It's not just about how many games you have. It's about the way that you package it. And I do think there's enough creative minds, and we can spitball about ideas for 10 minutes and come up with a bunch of things. And it's not necessarily about, us having one cure-all idea right now. It's the fact that we can just sit down, and if we're looking at things honestly and we're not predisposed to doing one thing, look at all the creative thoughts that we can come up with. Now imagine if you take people who've been doing this for 30 years and give them the freedom to get as creative as they want to, they can find a better solution. But too often I think they're being lazy, and too often I think they're just, you know, there's just sort of this notion that in the NFL, it's a great business to own because you're always going to print money and you don't have to work that hard or think that strategically to do it. Because America loves football so much. But as we enter sort of, you know, get deep into the 21st century, there are new challenges from the game on so many levels, and you just can't have that attitude that football is always going to be America's most popular sport, and all we have to do is keep throwing meat into the mouth of the beast. Tradition is one of the most wonderful things about sports, and it is one of the most limiting things about sports. And sometimes people are just resistant of doing things different just because that's the way it's always been done. And if you're looking to grow a business, that's a bad thing. And once again, I can't stress how foolish it is to just assume that your business is going to thrive in perpetuity. New ideas are always important. You don't want to fundamentally change what the sport is about. You don't want to get too radical or too crazy in your ideas, but injecting some fun and injecting new ways of thinking is good. And sometimes it's not about skyrocketing in revenue. Sometimes you do have to take that small step back, or you have to grow a little flatter than what you want in order to sustain that money. Because I do see a day coming, if the NFL is not careful, in which they're naturally assuming that they're going to have these huge profit margins, and then they go flat, and then they haven't thought about the possibility of going flat, and then they panic.
Finally, I couldn't let Jerry go without asking him what he'd do if he were dictator of sports. As hoped, he gets a little provocative in his answer. Let's look at the big money maker, the playoffs, and see how they can be optimized.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell the players, like, look, to create more revenue, we are going to expand the playoffs, you know, we're going to go, you know, seven teams each, and number one seed will be the only one that has a bye, which makes the regular season even more important, because you're not going to have four teams that have byes. You're going to have two, and getting that number one seed is going to be of the utmost importance. I would expand that, but then I would also tell them, you know, as we're moving forward, we're going to have to think in unconventional ways about making our product strong for television and streaming services. So we're going to start doing some different things and some more radical things, and how we sell the game, how we package the game, how we market the game. And I think that is ultimately the solution, and a better solution, and more of a tiptoe than just coming out right and going and expanding the season, you know, by a game or two per team. And then we just kind of go from there. I also, this would be wholly unpopular, and why I could not be commissioner. I get fired after 1 year, let alone one term. I would also consider, if it would create the revenue, a significant amount of revenue, I might even move the AFC and NFC title games to neutral sites, and take away, you know, the extreme home field advantage of getting to the Super Bowl, which, you know, that there's another set of issues there. Like, are you minimizing the Super Bowl? But, you know, I think there are some, there's something to be said for, you know, creating even a kind of a super event out of that, and making sure that we always have a week off between the title games and the Super Bowl to kind of ramp it back up. But I would love to see Final Four style. You're in the same stadium. The NFC title game is at 1. The AFC title game is at 6. And you just kind of create like this super championship Sunday. Probably not going to work for everybody, but I think it's those kind of ideas that would allow, that would propel you to the kind of thinking that it would take to just be able to make a more attractive package. And again, it's they're trying to change the shape of the NFL season. I'm saying, like, just put some better wrapping paper around it.
And with that, let's put a wrap on this episode. I'd like to thank Jerry again and the Washington Post, and of course, you, the listener, for spending a little time hearing our viewpoints. I'm pretty sure one of them will end up being right. Thanks for listening.